Chapter 69. Marjorie Tench was livid as she broke away from the jovial chaos outside the briefing room and marched back to her private corner in the West Wing. She was in no mood for celebration. The phone call from Rachel Sexton had been most unexpected, most disappointing. Tench slammed her office door, stalked to her desk, and dialed the White House operator.
William Pickering, NRO.
Tench lit a cigarette and paced the room as she waited for the operator to track down Pickering. Normally, he might have gone home for the night, but with the White House's big wind-up into tonight's press conference, Tench guessed Pickering had been in his office all evening, glued to his television screen, wondering what could possibly be going on in the world about which the NRO director did not have prior knowledge. Tench cursed herself for not trusting her instincts when the president said he wanted to send Rachel Sexton to Milne. Tench had been wary, feeling it was an unnecessary risk. But the president had been convincing, persuading Tench that the White House staff had grown cynical over the past weeks and would be suspect of the NASA discovery if the news came from in-house. As Herney had promised, Rachel Sexton's endorsement had squelched suspicions, prevented any skeptical in-house debate, and forced the White House staff to move forward with a united front. Invaluable, Tench had to admit. And yet now, Rachel Sexton had changed her tune. The bitch called me on an unsecured line. Rachel Sexton was obviously intent on destroying the credibility of this discovery, and Tench's only solace was knowing the president had captured Rachel's earlier briefing on videotape. Thank God. At least Herney had thought to obtain that small insurance. Tench was starting to fear they were going to need it. At the moment, however, Tench was trying to stem the bleeding in other ways. Rachel Sexton was a smart woman, and if she truly intended to go head-to-head with the White House and NASA, she would need to recruit some powerful allies. Her first logical choice would be William Pickering. Tench already knew how Pickering felt about NASA. She needed to get to Pickering before Rachel did.
"Miss Tench?"
the transparent voice on the line said.
"William Pickering here. To what do I owe this honor?"
Tench could hear the television in the background, NASA commentary. She could already sense in his tone that he was still reeling from the press conference.
"Do you have a minute, Director?"
"I expected you'd be busy celebrating. Quite a night for you. Looks like NASA and the president are back in the fight." Tench heard stark amazement in his voice, combined with a tinge of acrimony. The latter, no doubt, on account of the man's legendary distaste for hearing breaking news at the same time as the rest of the world.
"I apologize," Tench said, trying to build an immediate bridge, "that the White House and NASA were forced to keep you unapprised."
"You are aware," Pickering said, "that the NRO detected NASA activity up there a couple of weeks ago and ran an inquiry."
Tench frowned. He's pissed.
"Yes, I know, and yet...
NASA told us it was nothing. They said they were running some kind of extreme environment training exercises, testing equipment, that sort of thing."
Pickering paused.
"We bought the lie."
"Let's not call it a lie," Tench said.
"More of a necessary misdirection.
Considering the magnitude of the discovery, I trust you understand NASA's need to keep this quiet."
"From the public, perhaps."
Pouting was not in the repertoire of men like William Pickering, and Tench sensed this was as close as he would get.
"I only have a minute," Tench said, working to retain her dominant position. "But I thought I should call and warn you."
"Warn me?" Pickering waxed wry momentarily.
"Has Zach Herney decided to appoint a new NASA-friendly NRO director?"
"Of course not.
The president understands your criticisms of NASA are simply issues of security, and he is working to plug those holes.
I'm actually calling about one of your employees."
She paused.
"Rachel Sexton.
Have you heard from her this evening?"
"No. I sent her to the White House this morning at the president's request. You've obviously kept her busy. She has yet to check in."
Tench was relieved to have gotten to Pickering first. She took a drag on her cigarette and spoke as calmly as possible.
"I suspect you may be getting a call from Miss Sexton sometime soon."
Good. I've been expecting one. I've got to tell you, when the president's press conference began, I was concerned Zach Herney might have convinced Miss Sexton to participate publicly. I'm pleased to see he resisted.
Zach Herney is a decent person, Tent said, which is more than I can say for Rachel Sexton.